You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average.
They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount.
See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Sunday Scaries. You're about to hear the audio from our Sunday night stream, so we're keeping you in the chat even when you couldn't make it live. Come hang with us live Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's free to join, where we catch up, talk about whatever y'all or we want to, and we'll wrap up with videos sent in by you. If you want to watch instead of listen, the full video is free on Patreon, and it's linked in the episode description. Now, let's get into it.
We are here to talk to you about NoahCon.
Didn't plan this.
No, we didn't. In fact, that's how you know we didn't text, hey, what are you wearing? Because I just showed up wearing this, and she's wearing that.
We're in my house. I could have changed. I honestly didn't notice until like 5 minutes ago.
And it's too late. We're locked in.
You know what? Wait. We went to the show recently.
Okay. Yes, we did.
And we did. It was fantastic. Time. So happy to rep
it
him.
Was, yes, it was
incredible.
Religious experience. Mm-hmm. Truly felt like it. Welcome to Sunday Scaries, everyone. Our weekly live stream on Patreon for free. Thank you, everyone that has joined us. And while we will watch some of the videos you submitted here towards the end, we've allocated more time to chat up top. So yeah. What are we talking about, folks? We saw you all were...
I always like to know how everybody's week's gone by way of emoji.
There you go, yes.
So whatever emoji represents the week you've had... throw it in the chat. I'm going to go with probably my all-time fave is melting smiley face.
Yes, Mary has a melty smiley face.
Yeah, that's probably where I stay. Oh, nice. Just Sam, oh. You got the sunglasses. You've been at the beach.
We've got some hot ones, some shrug emojis.
Some crying.
Thumbs downs.
Oh. Some like crazy, like how'd we get here?
Macy.
I mean, honestly... I felt all these this week.
Upside down smiley face.
Today even. Yeah. Oh, upside down smiley faces when I'm not quite as stressed out as melting.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's not as...
It's getting there.
It's not as serious.
Yeah.
It's more fun stressed out.
Yes. Like the Stabby Tabby's got the two eyes with the tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funnest
and
of the
Shelby,
stressed
And Shelby, those?
Out. Yeah.
That one is for when I'm just like...
Who fucking knows?
I don't. I've lost it, everybody. Those are some of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. And, Leslie, I think this is good. Yeah, or I'm not even there. I feel like these are all very relatable. Alina says, joining from a potentially haunted bed and breakfast near a bunch of Civil War battlefields.
Whoa.
Smack dab in the middle of the Appalachian wilderness. I heard a theory.
And it's nighttime there right now, right?
Don't go out there.
No, don't even look out your window, apparently.
Throw it in the chat if you've heard of this theory. I heard a theory that goes, certain types of rocks are able to, you can encode energy on them.
Okay.
Much like, I don't understand how a laser burns songs onto a CD, but it does.
Yeah, I don't either.
But there is some theory that energy gets... transferred to rocks, which explains why some people say limestone conducts energy or quartz in watches.
Yeah.
Or folks postulated that that's why the Appalachian Mountains are all crazy because it's these like super old mountains.
Giants, some would say.
Something, I think there's something.
No, giants are the mountains.
Oh, they're laid back.
The mountains are the, well, I don't know. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were high strung. And that's why they...
The dramatic. I can't fucking.
Just like fainted. And there she laid until like Moana.
It's true. They'll come.
Everything grew over her.
Arise and take back the land.
Yeah.
Destroy the data centers. Caitlin says, can we do a manicure reveal?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yours are probably more interesting, no, so you go first.
I have black tips, and then I have, the middle ones are red, and they have, you can't see them, but itty tiny wee little dots on them.
You know what they kind of look like?
What's that?
Spider. Red with black little spots?
I thought it was like...
Ladybugs?
Oh, yeah. It was for Lindsey Graham. These are my Lindsey Graham memorial nails. Just my little ladybugs. I was looking for like a dark red, like blood red versus like a, no, it's just all black tips. And my toes are also the same color.
Mine are like a light pink, but chrome, yeah. Like pearl chrome over the top.
Pearled out. Shout out to Lavender Spa for the ladybug nails. I went in and said, have you heard of Lindsey Graham? And they said, no. And I said, let me.
And then she told
you
them in detail
I
about
held
him.
Them down. They
and
tried
that's
to
why
get
I, yeah, I can't go back stuck there. My head in the pedicure bath.
Yeah, she drowned.
To get away from it.
it felt so good. Well, yeah, thank you for the manicure. Yeah, it was the, don't mind those. They're just her ladybugs. Thank you.
Well, yes. I mean, bugs is a big part of Noah Kahn's tour.
It's true.
And ladybugs. So there
There's
you go.
There's people dressed as ladybugs at the Noah Kahn tour.
Bugs in general.
You were like,
yeah,
stop.
Saw a lot of bugs.
We were asking about what folks wanted to talk about. Speaking of Noah Kahn, told Donald Trump, stop using my music.
Yes.
He used American Cars.
But I think he said, this was never made for you, you fat fuck.
That's what Noah Levine said, the co-writer. Yes.
I think also Noah Kahn somehow called him a fat piece of shit or something.
He just said, this music is not for you. And he managed to get it muted on Instagram because we talked, someone asked us on the Q&A, you know, is Taylor Swift MAGA because of her silence? Other people said, we think she's cooking something behind the scenes. And it appears that whatever she was cooking has been revealed because over the weekend or over the last week, the White House tried to use August in a post and specifically said, like, I'm sure Taylor Swift is going to be super excited. We used her song, hashtag Taylor Swift, hashtag MAGA, hashtag August. And the audio just disappeared from those, from any Trump-related post. Taylor Swift's audio disappeared from it, which would indicate some sort of behind-the-scenes rights management. I think it's still a July 4th photo features the fate of Ophelia. That one hadn't been taken down yet, but it might just be a timing thing. And others had said... that it says this sound is not available or this copyright owner has said this sound is not available.
So. Well, that's a step in the
Wait,
right
Melanie's
direction.
Giving birth?
Who's
Wait,
Melanie?
Hold on, we're going back up.
Who's Melanie?
Let's see. That's amazing. Hold on. Hi, friends. Melanie says hi. I'm in early labor.
Nice.
It is. Jacqueline says our first Sunday Scaries baby. I think it is.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been in labor?
Yeah, let us know.
Is this your first? Because Simon came fast and furious.
Just within hours. Kaylin asked, do we get to vote on the baby's name? Same question.
And the baby's name will also be the discount code. Whatever we decide to name the baby. The How baby early? Probably already has a name, I would imagine.
Melanie said, please name the baby.
Wait, do you have a name? Have you picked a name?
Let's see. Melanie says 4 days. Probably not the baby's name. My second
you've
baby.
Been in labor for 4 days?
Hot damn, Trevin. I
Holy
agree.
Jesus.
Yeah, Ray Farty is the only... Cuntley. Ray Farty Cuntley.
I'm wait... Magnolia May. Baby. That's beautiful. But wait, Melanie, have you been in labor for 4 days? Because that is crazy.
Jesus God.
And if so, I am right. So very sorry.
That's so many days. It's very chill. Okay.
Well, I'm glad for you. With Ella, I was in early labor from like 8 a.m. until the shit hit the fan at like 2 a.m. The next day. And yeah, I went and like got my nails done. We went to the movies, like, because otherwise you're just kind of sitting around looking at the clock.
Just kind of like, when's this
in? And you should rest because... You're not going to be rested once...
Take a nap. Take a lot of
once
nap.
Once things kick into high gear.
Well, Laurel H. is right. You still came to Sunday
Magnolia
Scaries.
May Farty does sound like something you should go with, though.
Come on. No one will forget Magnolia May Farty. Well, look at that. She's in labor. Yes, exactly. Emily points out Melanie is in labor and showed up for Sunday Scaries. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell still hasn't shown his face, so...
Oh, very good point. And also, they're saying... Oh, well, he's been moved back home. He's been released.
I'm like, I thought they cleaned his home out while he was in the place.
Yeah, didn't she change all the flooring and stuff? But
he's graveyarded.
He still hasn't been seen.
And said, to his eternal home. He went home to be with the Lord.
I think he did that a long time ago, like probably over a month ago.
I think so.
And it's fucking nuts that, like, I was like, no way can they stretch this out till the midterms. And I'm like, they're going to try to fucking stretch this out to the midterms.
Oh, I think so. Governor Andy Beshear said, who is in charge of appointing his replacement or calling a special election for his replacement, said, whatever date anybody thinks they might have been playing with us with of like, oh, if you wait before this date, I can't call an election, is, he said, as soon as I have confirmation that he's not alive, I will call the election. Everybody's like, go, you're the governor. Like, you should be able to be like, I need to shake his hand.
I gotta see him.
I just have to say hi to him. And if he can't say hi to me, then I'm gonna appoint an replacement.
Yeah, I know. If you, I mean, he's a employee of the people.
Exactly.
Supposed to be. So if you're like, hey, we'd like to see that he's actually alive.
Yeah.
And that y'all aren't just telling us he's alive because you don't want to lose.
Exactly.
FaceTime. What do they love to do? And what do they have a history of doing?
Lying and cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheating and lying, not telling the truth. Yeah.
Probably isn't a different scenario in this case either.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average.
They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount.
See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Yes, and Kaylin brought up, the governor said it's helping Dems by having him MIA because while it's not refilled, the seat's not been filled with anybody, he can't and is not voting, so they can't pass the SAVE Act, they can't pass other stuff. So it's kind of like a win-win. It's like Schrodinger's senator, he's out there and yet he is.
Except we all know he's dead.
I think he's dead, yeah.
We don't need to open his box, aka his coffin.
Yeah.
To see if he's dead or not.
I'm like, who's been like signing stuff on his behalf or like any business that's been happening? I'm like, I don't like all that.
I mean, I used to sign stuff on my mom's behalf a lot.
My mom was PTA president, so she had a stamp with her signature.
There you go.
To sign all the new PTA cards, and that stamp worked on everything and anything.
Didn't only work on the PTA cards.
No, and then I got extremely good at perfectly mimicking her signature to when we would go out to eat and she would pay with her debit card, she'd go, you can sign it. Like, for fun, and I would, like, get it real precise.
Oh, yeah.
And then she would laugh and be like, hey, wait, I don't think I like that.
Sometimes my mother would tell me to sign my own schoolwork.
There you
in
go.
In her signature.
She's like, you got this. You know how to spell my name. Just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emily said it's a test run for Trump. They tried to roll out the wig to see if we would notice a difference in his appearance.
Right.
That wig.
Who? Trump's wig?
Trump's wig.
Oh, I haven't seen a new wig.
Hang on a minute, gang. We've got to pull up wig pics. Hashtag wig pic. Trump new wig.
Emily. What? I just saw what someone. Oh, my.
People think.
Oh. This man hasn't been using Nutrafol, I'll tell you
no,
that.
I'll tell you what. What is this? No gracias. This is a Spanish ad. Hold on a second. God damn it. I just want to see the pictures.
Did Trump get a new wig? His dramatic something.
His appearance at the rally. Okay, I'm going to show you guys the pic.
Yeah, that's for sure, Fuller. 100%. Hold on. The whole thing, even on the sides, too. Yeah.
Come on.
That's a piece.
Come on.
I'd bet my home on it.
Someone said that the first one is probably his real hair and the second one is cultivated from roadkill before RFK Jr. ate the remaining carcass.
Dude, did you see what some students at Cornell were doing?
What are they doing?
They were processing a black bear in the dorm room to make black bear jerky.
Oh, no.
So Cornell had to issue a statement that you're not allowed to do that, which always makes us realize if there's a rule, it's because somebody fucking did it. So you can extrapolate that out to all rules ever.
Yeah,
when you see something, you're like, some, and then you're like, why would you have to specifically put, you can't process
exotic animal meat?
Big game in the,
in the dormitory.
It was good though. It was, everybody wanted the BBJ, the black bear jerky.
They're trying to get them the BBJ. And then you try to show up later and they're like, it was something different. No, the, we were at Chiloso and there's a sign that says, don't reach over the glass. Where they, it's like Subway, where they make your food.
Yeah.
And I thought, by the way, the sign wasn't always there. So it was like sometime in the last year.
Don't take our sign to be another sign.
Reaching over. There just didn't need to be one before. And that means someone, people have begun to reach.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Or probably like anytime you see like huge letters that are like, turn ahead. I'm like, someone blew off of that.
Oh, yeah.
Or launched like that fucking roundabout in Oak Cliff where people just keep on launching over it to where they've had to like repave, pave huge walls and stuff. Because people in Texas, we're out in England, mate. We don't know what to write about this. And they're like, but road goes straight. And it's like, well, at this part, you kind of curve. They're like, no, straight, harder, faster, straighter. And then they just
They only launch. Want straight things in Texas.
That's true.
And as a Texan, I can say that.
They launched
I had a nightmare about a, not a roundabout, but a car coming flying off of like a steep turn around some mountains.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What do you think it meant? Look alive. Look ahead.
I don't know. Could have been premonition. Could have been. I told you, I got to write down all these things that all of my dreams always incorporate. Like probably 10 things. 10 of like the same ingredients, they're just mixed differently.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always water involved. Mm-hmm. There's, I'm either like in a, like a big house, a school or university. Oftentimes it's like a lake house, but they're like run, everything's like run down and has secret like passageways and rooms and stuff, and it just everything is very like dark and sinister. A lot of times it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre style too, where there's like Leatherface type persons trying to get me and I have to like figure out how to save myself, but I can always fly.
That's good help.
So that's cool. But lately it's been which is another, there's always there's oftentimes a hotel involved.
Yeah, I'm in a hotel a lot, a high rise.
This is like
red.
Like cruise ship type of like a lot going on at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Like a resort of kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
like activities. I found out I was
in. And sometimes a beach in the water.
Oh yeah, I've been to a beach one time. I told you there was a dolphin that was like swimming above the water. And I was like, huh. And some guy goes, pretty cool you got to see that while you're here. And then I was like, where am I? And then it was like, and then I woke up and I was like, uh-oh, hold on. I don't know if I'm supposed to see that dolphin like that. But I was dreaming about going to this bathroom and then it came up on my TikTok and it turns out it's a Mall World bathroom. And my friend who's a tarot reader, astrologer and stuff. And turns out she recognized it and was sending me TikToks about it. So I don't, apparently we're all meeting up in the shitter and the bathrooms are always just like,
oh, I got a lot of bad bathrooms happening in my dreams.
Yeah.
Real weird shit. But in like the one that like there's oftentimes it'll just all of a sudden like turn into an airport or turn into a mall or a water park. Just like things will just like you're around a corner and it's like now we're at the water park section of this whole
they're
place.
All very close
and everything, but then like you turn another corner and like now you're at the maze of the demon fighting maze.
And you're like, no,
I'm like,
I don't want to go in there.
I've been here. I've been here many times. Or yeah, so I don't know. What does that mean, you guys?
I'm not sure. It's The recurring elements, though, there's got to be something to those, especially insofar as they connect to one another.
Yeah, there's always an element of water, which I know, like, different theories. Types of waters can also mean different things, and they run the gamut. But a lot of times I'll be on, like, a boat or on the lake, or even several times I've had to, like, figure out how to, like, pilot something to... I don't want to say save humanity, but save a situation that was imminent, at least where I was.
Like, you're in charge. You're getting us out of here. Mm-hmm. Jessica suggested Lucid Dream meetup after Sunday's Carry. So If we all want to meet up. Tommy also said your son said he had a dream. He couldn't tell about it. And Tommy said, okay. But then Simon said, there was a lot of poop. That might be an element too. We're gonna that's bathroom dreams.
The bathroom dreams are. I had a bathroom dream last night.
See,
almost all of my dreams involve the bathroom at some point.
Oh, you have to go or get stuck there. I've been there at some.
Or they're just like, I don't mean the bathroom. Like I have to go. It's just like there's disgusting bathrooms.
Yeah, that's a recurrent as well. And like I said, folks have postured that perhaps it's Mall World, and we're all going to the same shitty bathroom.
Are the janitors.
Dude, somebody...
It looks disgusting.
They're like, the thing about it is you get to come to this place and you live out what your most delightful fantasy is, and no one's fantasy is to clean the bathroom. So the shit's everywhere. I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry. Lindsay Ellen said, the bathroom at Witch City Mall in Salem is also scary enough to count as a nightmare. Witch City Mall bathroom. Okay.
Oh, we've been there.
We have.
Witch City because Mall. That was, you went out the backside and all of a sudden now you're in a like...
Weird.
Not a museum, but it was something weird. Like on one side it was like ice cream and then the other side it was like Dracula's lair.
Yeah, it was something weird. And we went through that haunted house.
Yeah, that was on the weird side of it too. There.
Yeah, well, throw your Salem Rex in the chat.
Oh, I have school dreams all the time.
Yeah.
And there's like a rotating different, like five different types. But like, it's not like the same stuff is exactly happening. It's just always the same themes. And a lot of them are very specific themes.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average.
They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount.
See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
We gotta make my subconscious is working some stuff out, or I visit another place in my dreams.
Another realm.
I often wonder.
You must map the realms. What we can do is set up like a form on your phone so that if you just roll over, you just open that form and it would be like from a drop down and it would be like bathroom, demonscape, whatever, 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 or other. And that way it could categorize them. And then like push like your voice to text and you could just sit there and like voice to text it and then hit submit and it would send it to a spreadsheet. And then you could like organize and be like, okay, when I'm in this
like in the middle of the night
or like when you wake up, just so you do it like right then on your phone.
Oh, when I wake up, I stay with my eyes closed for like a half hour and just keep thinking about my dream because that's how you remember it. As soon as you open your eyes,
it's like game
or your
over.
Feet hit the ground, it's over. So that because you're kind of still in that lucid state. And sometimes like I'll get back into the dream by doing that, but that's why I can remember my dreams really well.
Yeah. Like, stay locked in and focused on them. Goddamn.
Well, all that to say, anyone driving a brown hatchback, if you're coming, if you're going around a mountainside and the guardrail, and then there's, like, just ocean, be careful.
Keep a lookout. Your heritage is primarily Scottish, isn't it?
An Irish.
And okay. Well, same. And I stumbled upon a book at the library, and it was from the 70s, and it was written by a person who had compiled copies and copies of a manuscript originally written in Scotland in 1692. And it was a collection of details and information on fae/fairies/brownies. The author said, I don't know exactly what to call them, but different folklores have called them different things, but here are the elements that I've been able to map down. And I don't have the book with me, but I wrote little tiny notes. Paris gave me this tiny little notebook that says evil plans on it.
Nice. Mine would have to be a lot bigger.
Yeah, right. I have a lot of plans.
It's like, this only fits two of my plans.
Right? And so I was like, what is this about? It's called The Secret Commonwealth. And it said in there that Scottish-Irish people are more predisposed to seeing whatever this phenomenon is, which he said that, in fact, when you think they're tiny little brownies or whatever, or tiny little fae, that's actually just a representation of them, that they are taking a form. He said their natural form is, quote, somewhat the nature of a condensed cloud and best seen at twilight. So then it starts sounding like plasmoids. He said their bodies are made...
Orbs.
Their bodies are made of congealed air. They can enter into any cranny where air enters. It says,
like a rat.
Truly. Their chameleon-like bodies swim in the air. And it said folks that are seers.
Like the jellyfish?
Yes.
At the military base?
Yes. Or like when people say they saw a jellyfish in their living room.
Damn.
And it said seers or those of the second sight are more likely to spot them. But that the other thing is they're able to, whatever they're made of, they can shapeshift/create like doppelgangers. And so impersonate other humans. They said, if invited and earnestly required. So they're also like, they're almost like chaotic neutral. Like they
sound chaotic bad.
Well, it says, if invited and earnestly required, these companions make themselves known and familiar to men. Otherwise being in a different state and element, they neither can nor will easily converse with them. So they pretty much stay to their own business unless earnestly invited and earnestly required. Like if you really
How would
need
you
them,
invite them?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh shit, I hope we haven't already.
I keep looking. It says it says that essentially
Ernest goes to camp.
You can't
see
shoot
those
at-
movies.
What if it
Put
comes
a pin in those movies. Those movies are so fucking great.
The bae comes to you and is like, hey Vern, and you're like, I did not
Ernest goes to camp. With those fucking turtles, man. That movie went so hard in the 80s.
We'll do some Ernest watching parties. Do they still hold up? Well, anyways, that's the book I got. So
well, that's very interesting.
I thought of us both.
I've never seen anything, but I need to go to the Scottish Highlands or something to get back to my roots.
Right?
Put my hands and my toes in like fucking Irish dirt.
Give me
like
meat.
Overlooking some kind of rocky cliff water.
Just let the
wind. What do they call the kind of like we would say a knoll, but they
like
say
a grassy knoll.
Yeah.
Let's find a grassy knoll and go rub our feet in it. I know one. Let's get in the car right now.
We do have the most famous grassy knoll.
I'll go live right now from the grassy knoll in 30 minutes. We'll stop this stream and we'll go live on my phone.
We could.
We'll just drive.
Absolutely could.
Fucking drive.
Now, who are we going to encounter down there?
Will someone try to hit me with a water bottle again while I'm just standing there thinking about what my theories were?
Yeah. Plus, we just announced that we were going to go live from there.
And they're like, are you guys live at the knoll? You need a permit for this. I do not. And I will not get one.
Oh,
I do not and I will not.
Well, I think that's very interesting.
So, and I'll keep reading and let you know what else it says.
Most people say that, like, your boy Tom DeLonge came up in my feed on Steve-O's podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And was talking a lot about how all of these things and entities and interdimensional beings that we speak of have been seen since like the beginning of time, of at least time being recorded, like biblically and through art and different things, but just culturally, you might call it an angel somewhere. You might call it a fae in another place, an orb in another place. But essentially, they're all the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so when you're like, it's all just like blah, 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 fucking blobs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just take the shape of whatever they want.
That's what it said. It said if you like shoot at them, that basically that they'll come apart and then just come back together.
Oh, yeah. You can't
shoot.
It's
like plasmoid or something.
No,
yeah.
You're and, not like, going to win that game.
Well, and it's like somebody writing in 1692 can only describe it as congealed air versus a scientist working at NASA now would be like, this is a condensement of energetic plasmoid, you know, whatever cells coming together. So different names for the same thing.
Exactly.
Button is right.
Exactly.
No, I think so. Oh, Jen said I had to go say goodnight. What book? It's called The Secret Commonwealth. Kirk was the guy. Charlie Kirk, maybe. No, it's I'll take pictures of it. It was just literally, I went to the library and I said, hello, I'm here to look for books on Salem.
Congealed air does sound gross. It's,
right? She said, well, you know, it could be this area here. And so I just like let the spirit move me when I'm at the library. And I was just like wandering. I looked at that, and I saw a book that was about like consciousness. It was from like the 70s.
Did it fall out and just the wind came through and blew the pages open?
Well, it was just crazy. I was just like, oh, what's this like one weird little volume, The Secret Commonwealth Secret. Anything, and it has no like cover on it, and it's just this like looks like it was typewritten on a typewriter book, and then it was explaining the various different manuscripts and that people had pulled things out. This guy had written like, this is what we think the brownies or whatever you want to call them might be, and then throughout the years there have been multiple versions with revisions and shit got cut out, so this was the unabridged.
I want to see the redacted,
and that's what, and they would mark it in the, and it's marked in the thing, and it would say like in the 19 whatever version of this, this paragraph was removed. Why'd you remove it?
Yeah. Nah.
I found a magic tome. Jessica said, maybe it's our secret.
Nice.
Have you heard about this Joe Fells guy on TikTok?
No.
The man who supposedly was collecting these old Bibles from the 1800s that he believes were perhaps...
Is he the one that has the tiny Bible?
He has like
the world's tiniest Bible.
I'm not sure. He had like a Bible from 1812, a Bible from the 1700s, and he was scanning them all and putting them onto this repository website.
Okay. And made, uh-oh, did we find out he's a pedo?
The opposite. He said, if anything happens to me, I didn't do it. And then 2 days later, they said that they found him and that he died by suicide, supposedly. And folks on TikTok.
What did he learn?
Well, that's what folks on TikTok said. He was trying to create a repository of free access, searchable access. And there would be maps that would say the Holy Land of Palestine or whatever. And certain, perhaps, narratives that maybe did not, I don't know, comport. It wasn't just old Bibles. It was old books in general, Siobhan says. Thank you.
So we would be...
So he had all old books, I guess.
We would be awoken to the fact that history is the way we have been taught it. Is in fact false.
Perhaps, yeah, and it might say like...
Some parts at least.
Laurel H. said the ninth gate. You know, it might be something in there that was like, people can have an individual relationship with God, and in fact, it is this ball of congealed air that will come to you and can help you do things, and here's how you manipulate it. And they don't want that. They don't want that out. Who's they?
They don't want...
Doesn't matter.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average.
They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount.
See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Not us.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They don't want it.
No, they want it for themselves. They don't want anyone else to have it.
Mm-hmm. Jessica McGrath exactly said, made me think of my cousin purposely collects banned books. It's like, you guys.
I've been getting Tommy banned books every Christmas. I'll get some because They're going to the wayside.
You know, they're trying to shred them and eat them up. Rachel pointed out old Bibles don't actually condemn homosexuality. It's my understanding that is actually translates to thou shall not lie with young boys. And then it got retranslated to just say,
well, they didn't take that one to heart.
No, they're so like, listen, we're trying to lay
with them. You can't pick and choose which ones you're going to do.
Oh, they did. Yep, Button said it condemned pedophilia. And they're doing the pedophilia, so they're trying to condemn
all the time
the consensual gay stuff so that they can continue to do the pedophilia for fun. Speaking of, Dennis Prager, do you know who that is? He's an old...
Sounds familiar.
Like an old right wing. He's written books. He has Prager University training. They're trying to put Prager University Christian nationalist training in grade school.
Did he die?
If only. Instead, he was doing an interview in which he argued, discussed in the chat, Dennis Prager recently argued that what we would generally call child sexual abuse material,
oh my God,
if it was created in an animated format and someone was engaging with that, that's okay. Dennis Prager from Prager University said it is okay to pleasure yourself to child sexual abuse material so long as the contents are animated. He doesn't think that that's harmful to anybody at all. Dennis Prager of Prager University. Insert the clip. Roll the clip. There's a clip of it.
There's going to be a clip of his trial. Probably.
Somebody goes, check that man.
Somebody check. Yeah. Let's see. Let's check the history.
Yep. So what
Web
Button says.
Web browser history.
Oh, so you're trying to say AI created CSAM is okay, which they are trying to say that, which Elon Musk is fighting a law right now in Wisconsin that he doesn't want to be disallowed from creating that because his grok makes a lot of it.
Imagine you're the type of person that will out loud say, and in fact, in a court of law. I think I should have the right to create child sexual abuse material and distribute it around the world. I feel like I should be able to do that and exploit children sexually.
And people are like, yeah, he should. And we should be able to look at it. And no one's upset about it. And you have to go, as Norm MacDonald would say, some viewers may find this harsh, but I think everyone involved in this story deserves to die.
Yeah. No. What story were you telling me the other night? And I go, this is why I'm not always against the death penalty.
It was because about a child abuser.
If you are a child abuser, especially sexually, you're not changing. You will not change. Something is wrong with you. What we've come up with, and for 20% of the company, we're just asking you sharks.
Come on.
For several billion dollars to fund this.
We need a couple dollars. It's not free. It's not going to be free.
Okay. But if you take these people and you run some tests.
I'm saying you slice their brains up like a CTE lab to see what's going on.
Now that is after they've died.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm also saying while alive, hook some electrodes up to their fucking brain. Start do.
And let them test neuralink on them.
See what lights up. And then it's like, oh, okay. So if you have this in your head, you're going to be a pedophile. How could we just that out of everybody's head?
They were shoving ice picks up our noses because we were reading too much in the 1800s. Yet I can't hold a pedophile down and scan his brain. I think reads too many novels versus has a dozen victims. Two different things. And one of us ended up locked up in a hospital and the other one runs Fortune 500 companies, runs the presidency, you know, the whole goddamn government.
The other ones literally run every country that is on this.
But I'm crazy.
On this planet,
I'm crazy. So, yeah, it's wild that they are using flock cameras now to track your license plate going over from, say, from Michigan to Illinois to get weed, or from, you know, Michigan to Wisconsin or whatever, and they are not using it to find all the missing exploited kids because they've
been taken. Do you know how many fucking Amber Alerts I've seen over the past week?
Can't
find everyone in the comments is like, what's the point of these flock cameras if you can't find this fucking kid? They found their bodies.
Yeah. Why are you asking me to find a kid? You can find a lady that you dated twice that you're fucking stalking on a flock camera, but you can't find every kid in an Amber Alert ever. Maybe you're not looking for the right thing.
No.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they created those cameras, which Ella got an earful about the other day.
I mean, from this one. She needs to know. She needs to know early.
Oh, man. No, yeah. Now she, for about everything, she'll be like, are they a good people? Or are they a good company or a bad company?
Yeah, keep your eyes on the
price. And the way she determines if you're good or bad is either, are they a billionaire and they wouldn't give their money away to help people, mm-hmm. like Donald Trump? Or would they help people? So today it was about Toyota, and I had to say, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a publicly traded company.
I don't know. I don't know.
They maximize shareholder value. So to the extent you believe in capitalism,
I wanted to say everything everywhere all the time sucks. Yeah, like all major corporations have, or, you know, just by design, going to be probably run by terrible people. But yeah. I couldn't crush her 8-year-old heart completely
not
in one
that
day.
Moment. Yeah, Emily made the rule because some people are like, you don't think billionaires should exist? No, you don't get to be a billionaire until every child is fed. We agree. We all agree on mm-hmm. that. So mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. the rule. So mm-hmm. we're going to have to tax you a lot. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you, brother. Because it's coming. Well, speaking of coming, we have videos coming for you guys.
Well. Anything else
in the chat?
Well, honestly, we asked, what do you want to talk about? And yes. then we just started talking about Noah Kahn, which seems like hours ago. But what are some things in the chat that you may all want to talk about?
Yeah, throw it in the chat if there's anything else in your algorithms that you want to discuss. On? Oh, look at that. Jacqueline said, I'm going to see Backstreet Boys on Thursday.
Oh,
get it. Enjoy.
Are they still in Vegas?
I believe they are. My mom was trying to get out there. I was trying to get her out there. Didn't make the timing work. But I think they'll come back. They keep doing like waves of it. They're going to go to, I think, into Europe or something, maybe Germany.
They also did a lot of the songs for the new Paw Patrol movie. And Simon... There are two songs from that. It has not come out yet. It comes out in 9 days. How do I know this? Because we have a countdown mm-hmm, happening mm-hmm. at the house. And the two of the songs on that soundtrack have a chokehold on him. And he will just listen to them.
They're Backstreet Boys?
On repeat. One is Backstreet Boys. One is a girl. I don't remember her name.
Wait, I gotta look up this Backstreet Boys.
It's called Bottle It Up. I think is Bottle Up or Bottle It Up. Bottle It, something like that. And the other one is Work.
Okay. Bottle It Up from Backstreet
Boys. And those just are on a rotating for hours.
Okay.
It's on a constant rotation at this house.
Great question. Jeff says this doesn't seem to vibe with the kids' movie.
No. And no,
it's like they had
the other
a song
one.
And they were just like, we'll sell that to the Paw Patrol. They didn't write it for
this
the
is
Paw
also, they meet dinosaurs in this one. So maybe,
what
are we bottling up? Maybe the moment we meet the Brachiosaurus.
The Backstreet Boys met the
dinosaurs. They want to bottle up that feeling forever.
I have a question, and this is really inside Backstreet Boys baseball, but why do they let Brian Littrell sing anything ever at all, ever anymore? Not just the MAGA thing, yuck, but his voice is demonstrably degraded due to he's got some type of medical condition going on. I totally sympathize with that. There was a clip that just went viral where Nick Carter.
He's in it too?
That's the other problem.
Wait, what?
Is that we
this
watched
is a children's movie.
A whole docuseries about Nick Carter likely sexually abusing teens. He denies the allegation.
I'm just going to take a drink.
Not the noun. We're talking the verb. And it was crazy. We watched this whole docuseries, and that sort of soured me. I'm still a Howie D and an AJ fan. The problem is, you know, you're contractually obligated to be with these people forever. Meanwhile, Kevin is the cousin, but Brian is MAGA. Yeah, he was not my favorite either. He always sucked. But the fact of Brian's voice is just not as strong. And in the clip, Nick is screaming at him going like, producers ask us, like, why are we putting you as the lead vocalist? Because you sound like shit, essentially. I'm like,
damn,
someone
dude.
Needed to say it. Why isn't AJ singing the lead on every song? Someone goes, maturity is realizing that AJ and Kevin had the best voices the whole time and we were all chasing these dipshits.
No, yeah. And they knew it. They've known him.
AJ forever.
From day one.
No, true. And how he's got his new Spanish song. But no, it's very funny that the Backstreet Boys have a hold on the children selling their song to the Paw Patrol
movie.
Well,
yeah, I don't love the fact that one of the Carters is.
He's still part of it. But he's still part of it. Well, yeah, if you have, we have some videos. We have NSYNC. 5 videos y'all sent. Oh, go ahead. NSYNC Forever.
He sucks too.
And he better? Are they?
I mean, it's sad because so many of these boy bands or just like even bands in general that we liked growing up or that were like super influential. Now you find out that they're all pervs and shit and it's a real bummer.
Right? You're like, oh, well, come on. Mm. I didn't realize, Quinn said I was too gay for boy bands. I did go through a Spice Girls phase for a while. Mm. I didn't realize that there was some chatter, much like with One Direction, they shipped two of the members, mm-hmm. but there seemed to have been some edits and some interview responses that indicated there were at least rumblings or rumors that Mel B, mm-hmm. Scary Spice, and Jerry Halliwell, mm-hmm. Sexy Spice, or Ginger Spice, had some type of relationship.
They seem to.
That Ginger fully denied, and then there's a clip of Mel B being asked about it, and they're like, she said you made it all up, and none of it's true. And Mel's like, huh. So, I don't know. Interesting.
No, I think she got her heart broken, and that's when she got married.
Yeah, and then she quit the group, I guess. Yeah, Ginger quit the group and everything. So, man, what? There's always stuff going on behind.
I was like, well, the boy band when I was, like, young, mm-hmm. I wasn't into. It was New Kids. But then, so I was, like, too old for Spice Girls and all of mm-hmm. that. So I was never in a boy band phase, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like, it's like waves. It comes in waves. Yeah. They're like, New Kids was two, it just happened. Mm-hmm. So we can't have one for like 3 or 4 more years. Well, by then you're like, well, I don't care now.
Yeah, my boy band was Guns N' Roses. Also, hasn't aged well.
You're like, and then we find out about Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Well, you all have sent us 5 videos, Paris, pulled for us tonight. Thank you, everybody who sent your videos in. Let's see what we got. See what we got tonight. Let me get my high-tech sound gear, which is just me letting you guys listen from my mic.
Depeche Mode. Nice.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average.
They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount.
See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Def Leppard, also fun.
Ocean Sugar. Oh, we didn't tell you who this was from.
Oh. Pause.
Emily.
Favorite widespread urban legend?
If you are a millennial and you're having a bad day right now, I just want to remind you that we spread the biggest rumor of all time. And you know exactly what I'm going to say. And that's the wild thing about it. Because we didn't have internet or social media or cell phones. And this rumor went through every elementary school across countries like wildfire. And
pause.
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Oh, we already know. Oh, well, okay.
Everybody in the chat, by the way.
I didn't know.
Like, Manson, auto fellatio, Marilyn Manson. I was thinking, I'll tell you what I was thinking afterwards. Okay.
Well, Marilyn Manson, we know now, is... horrible
in person. Addition to apparently he sucks his own dick, he also just sucks dick as a person,
and he forces women to suck his dick,
and it, if the allegations are true, and I feel like I'm a good read, it's terrifying, just the stuff about
his penis.
No, just like,
oh, him
in
yeah
general.
No, oh yeah, that I mean, I just saw an interview with her the other day and her name escapes
Evan
me.
Rachel Wood,
yes. And she was talking about the abuse she suffered for years at his hands, like all different kinds of abuse.
And then he would just kind of be like, turn, like, and be like, screaming at her and then go into an interview and just like seconds later be like, hi, how's it going? And just have this total veneer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that shit's so terrifying when people have that capability to be like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's always underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that Marilyn Manson removed ribs so he could.
We did say that.
We did that. So stay strong. I love you.
Listen to that. Anything's possible.
I do remember that. now. Yeah, I saw something earlier that was like, are you telling me that you couldn't get through like your day without AI? And someone was like, my dude, we used to write
six page
book reports the night before it was due, having not read the book.
I know, I was like,
yeah, we know how to get by without using ChatGPT on a daily basis.
Right, we made it work. What some of the other rumors in the chat, Richard Gere.
Cliff Notes for real.
Oh, dude, lungs. Spark Notes.
Oh, notes. Gerbil up the butt?
Yeah, Richard Gere's gerbil up the ass rumor was so, another
or
one.
Was it?
Or did it really happen?
I mean, I don't know.
What if you're just interviewing Richard Gere and you ask him about that and he's like. And then he just pulls it out. He's like, is this what you wanted to fucking see?
It's in there.
Is this what you wanted to see? And it's just wriggling for its life. And you're like.
It would be, it's alive?
Oh, the whole
it's
time.
It's a fresh one.
He makes sure they're alive. He said, do you know what this is? This is an oxygen tube I stuff up there so that they have oxygen. You know what this is? It's a water tube so that they are, I
he's care humane
for them.
About it.
And then a lady comes out and she says, I'm from PETA and I am the ass handler for the Astrova for Richard Gere. And she makes sure, like a rabbit's foot, he keeps it. He keeps it. Last podcast started the rumor that Tom Cruise fucks fish. I heard that rumor separate from last podcast on TikTok, so success for them.
Wait, I'm sorry. I was reading. Hi, Christy. My hubby just joined.
Oh, what's up, Dylan?
Hello. What did you just say?
Jeff said, last podcast started the rumor that Tom Cruise fucks fish. I said,
wait a minute.
Separately on TikTok, I saw someone talking about Tom.
No, so did I.
So if that's true.
Then did they really then start
it moved
this?
Beyond the boys because I did not.
Oh, know. It went way beyond. I mean, that story's been out longer than they have, though.
Well, the thing, I had only ever heard it on TikTok in the last, like, year. I before that, I heard about Kanye West and the whole fish sticks, like, on South Park thing. Oh, Button says they started it years ago. That's so funny.
I'm about to text. I don't know if I have their number saved. No, that would be a child's mother. And can you imagine if I actually I just typed in Henry and I'm like, hey. And I have to see her at back to school night tomorrow. And she's like, what? Did you mean to send me that about... my favorite actor, Tom Cruise.
We have a group chat on WhatsApp from Crime Wave called Side Stories and Sinisterhood. You want to send
throw it in there?
Okay, hang on. What are we gonna ask? Let
me see. Did you guys? Were you?
I'll say we're being
patient
told.
Zero okay. of the Tom Cruise fucks fish rumor. Because if so, they have reached far and wide with that one.
Uh huh.
And also. I'm not going to say it's a rumor. Rich people are into weird fucking shit, dude.
Okay. I said, were you guys patient zero for the Tom Cruise fucks fish rumor? We heard it independently, but our live chat is telling us you guys started it.
Well, we'll see.
I'm going to say nice going either way.
Because I saw, like, somebody that was a driver for him was talking about how he would have to go into the fish market and he liked certain kind. Sometimes they were alive. Other times they were dead.
This is what I heard. And I just was like, yeah, I bet.
No, I also believed it. And then somebody said he went into a bathroom with the fish and then like, he came out without the fish, and the fish was in the toilet.
Oh, shit. Larson's responding live. He says, Jackie was, I believe.
Hell yeah, iconic. What? I've seen so many TikToks about that.
Hell fucking yeah.
Dude, see what we can do when we come together? See what we can do. Now, instead of Scientology or, I don't know, being a crazy stalker to Katie Holmes, when you Google his name, now this is going to come up.
Jackie, an icon, a hero, and a legend. Icon. We love this. Thank you all. Had no idea. That was amazing.
Diarrhea on the floor. Is that a saying?
That's what we talk about when we talk about Tom Cruise. Well, great. John Travolta, I've also heard that he enjoys engaging with, like, massage therapists, like, consensual. Pays them. As okay. I don't know. I hope
thought you were going to say some kind of animal.
God, I hope
I'm
not.
I'm glad you didn't.
It was a fish. It was a stingray. Tom Cruise fucks fish. John Travolta likes stingrays. Well, thank you.
Stingray killed Steve Irwin.
No. Also, sorry, I believe Kaylin said earlier her brother got his foot stung by a stingray and was recovering. So I see that.
Interesting, because just a few days ago, the children were like, because I've swam with them before. And they're like, how'd you swim with them? Why didn't they sting you? And I was like, well, they don't usually unless they're like stepped on or provoked. And then I thought, or you just swim over them.
You just swim too close to the sun. And then they get you. Well, thank you.
Of all the ways that he could have gone.
I know, right? He's probably like, don't blame the animal.
Oh, no, for sure.
Doesn't want you to. Well, Roro sent this next one in.
Just seems like on the scale of dangerous animals he handled regularly.
Yeah, he thought a croc would...
Yeah.
Gonna get
we all thought like, yeah.
Or
a tiger or some shit would maul his face off. But
double foot kanga kick in
probably
the
much better way to go. Just straight to the heart.
Short and fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is fucked up. Who did this?
What is this?
This is ungodly. Who did this?
Oh.
This is season. I spelled a little bit wrong.
Oh.
I don't think this is AI. I think this is
footage. Is live footage. Yeah.
Footage.
That happened.
I can't believe they put that on.
Can't believe they got it.
I saw it on NBC. MSNL. It was crazy. The memorial we deserve.
Oh, wasn't it?
That
though?
One had to make it past Paris's eyes.
We did have to. We did get the. Man, not everybody liked him, though. I'm going to veer up for a minute.
Oh, everyone loved him? I don't think so. I can tell you, because I fucking hated him.
No, yeah.
Well, thank you, Roro. Let's see. Adria sent this next one in. Let's see.
How could there not be aliens in general?
Little Dickie.
But we also have to understand what an alien is.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. None of us knows. Yeah. We don't even know if they're from another planet. The only alien that we supposedly knew was the one from Roswell that lived, J-Rod.
I don't
even
know his name is J-Rod.
Yeah.
I don't know about him.
Yeah.
How do you get the name J-Rod?
I think they may have named him.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly they were trying to get him back to where the hell he's from. And J-Rod said, I'm not from another planet. I'm from another time. He said that your world will end in a cataclysm. And some people will make it. A lot of people will. And they'll have to live within the planet. Basically go in like
ants. Yeah.
And that civilization, you know, that time will last so long that we'll adapt to living there.
Right.
And just like we adapt to everything else, we're gonna start adapting to being an insect.
Yeah.
And just like an insect. And we're devoid of light. That's why aliens' eyes are so big. Because there's no light. And the atmosphere is so dense. That's why they don't grow. That's why they don't grow too tall, because the atmosphere don't allow them to.
How did you know all this information? Where's you just keep with like YouTube videos and whatnot?
I don't do YouTube.
How do you find this stuff? You got a guy on the inside?
No.
We didn't get the answer. I don't want it.
He doesn't do
YouTube. I think he downloads messages that he gets.
I think a lot of artists download messages that they get. And that's like the connection. Like when they say they get in the zone or like words just come to them or something.
Flow state.
Yeah,
type
it's like
thing.
Certain people are on a connection and just like comes out of you. Like.
Yes, that was Lil Wayne, Lil Dicky, and Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah. Lil Wayne, man. I was listening to one of his songs the other day when I was on the rowing machine.
Manga?
And I was like, no one could tell me shit. Lil Wayne is Manga?
I think it just came out.
No!
Right?
I didn't know that.
Am I wrong?
I turned on a It was called Beaver's Bend, and the Z, the Beaver's was a Z because it was from a long time ago. With I took a trip to Beaver's Bend.
Is Lil Wayne MAGA?
No. No.
It thought I said Margo, and so AI overview said no. Lil Wayne is not Margo Robbie,
which
I did not think they were. So this is why we can't let the robots do everything, because that didn't answer shit.
Okay, here, Turner says, Lil Wayne is not officially or actively aligned with the MAGA movement, though he has expressed personal affinity for Donald Trump and has endorsed aspects of his policies, such as the Platinum Plan for black communities ahead of the 2020 election. He has not worn MAGA gear or become a political surrogate. He maintains he does not follow conventional political news closely and bases his remarks on specific interactions or policies.
Well, sir, when those specific policies involve the trafficking of children and the murder and raping of them, you got to take a stand.
Yeah, I think
you got to take a side.
As Jessica said, it must be nice not to have to follow it closely. I'm not really worried about those kids. Well, anyway, do you want to hear about J-Rod the alien?
J-Rod.
I do, though. I very much do want to hear about J-Rod Lil Wayne. Well, thank you for that information, Adria. I had no idea. Stabby Tabby sent this next one in.
STS.
Got it, STS. Oh, Laurel said, Heather, do your RFK.
Oh, my God. What did he... He was on up there talking to them for something the other day, and I was like, this makes me want to vomit. Just like listening to him talk, especially what he was talking about. Was it vaccines?
Something like that. And he goes, you're not a scientist. To Dana Bash, and she goes, you're not either. Bitch.
Dumb fuck.
Neither of us are. Neither of us are doctors.
No one at this table is a scientist, in fact.
Actually. Sinister Hood will be right back.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average.
They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount.
See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, let's see what Stabby's got us for. Got for us. Let's see it.
Yeah, every day I say this.
Hey, bro, I got my new phone. Do I have it, like, for the bathroom if I got to connect it to the internet and have it for gas?
What you mean?
Like, if I, like, put it out, the Bluetooth that got, like, the Wi-Fi, so when it connected, they have it, like, when it come back with the charger, they have it, let me lock in so I can get, like, different download apps. How?
So, wait, say your question again one more time so I can make sure.
When I get my internet hooked up to it, do I have it, like, for the Boston when I, like, turn it around and, like, turn it up, start my phone over? Do I have it for the Boston when it connect to my internet, like, in my car, to have it for the Boston?
If you have internet in your car, it should connect.
So if I got to do that, do they take it down if it had like three of them that was sitting over there?
What do you mean three of them?
It's like three different when I put it in drive.
Three different Wi-Fis?
I had to dig it down, and they told me don't even let it down for the call show.
I have no idea what's going on.
That man was like, you're called an Apple genius? I'm going to test it.
For you, when I came in.
It came in.
Yeah, and they said, look, link up to the Wi-Fi. And I told them I didn't have it because I got my phone fixed for the call show, for the mod. So when I sat down, and the lady told me, just come back and wait 45 minutes to get my phone fixed. And I sat it down, and they told me, don't even have it for the call. So if I got it fixed and I bring it back for the call, they'll just let me have it if I have my receipt for the gas?
Sure.
How?
At least this is what it's like working
with
the public.
The only thing worse than being one of these people is watching that interaction and having no idea what is happening.
Yeah, That's what Shelby said. This is what it's like working with the public. Just somebody just comes up to you and is just like, I don't know, it's just bad. Can you just fix it? And you're like, what can I fix? And they're like, it's just not supposed to. I don't want. Can you make it be not that?
Or like formulate like, a sentence. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, no, I agree. Keita said every person should have to work in customer service for a year. For real,
right?
No. It's like mandatory military service.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Similar. You will learn a lot about yourself. I'm sure the military. I learned a lot about myself and what. I will say to strangers, given the day.
Exactly. You're just willing to be like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Yeah. No, the times that, yeah, especially because when I worked at Navy Pier, it was it's like a frivolous thing, right? Like it's a boat ride. It's a fun thing. It's not like you missed my surgery and now my leg has to be amputated. It was just like, maybe we have to wait 15 minutes to go on the next boat, right? But you would have thought it was the former.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the amount of give a fucks you can really have in the face of someone's just absolute, like, they're just like, you will move for me. And I'm like, I won't, though. And the boat's not coming back. No. It's like, there it is. It's yellow.
Jump in and swim if you want. But
the Coast Guard's going to get you. Hatton said, I've worked in customer service and my current job requires guest teaching in public schools. I've learned to have a lot of patience. And Ann said, that's what being a teacher is like too. Just coming up and being like, what do you need, kid?
Get a whiteboard and write it down.
Right. Tell me what you need. Well, Adria sent this next one in. Let's see what we got.
I hope no one falls for this. I want to scream.
Donald Trump just announced that he is setting up an insider trading information subscription service. If you pay Donald Trump, $100,000 a month, he will give you early access to the announcements he's making regarding federal policy.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Early access to information about tariffs. Early access to information about the...
Who has $100,000 a month?
Early access
He's stripped us all of everything.
Next. This is a criminal syndicate that he's running out in the open. It is illegal.
Yeah. It's insider trading, I think is what they call it.
Donald Trump is literally setting up a formal process by which you can pay him a bribe...
Yeah.
In exchange for information,
it's a subscription service.
$100,000,
just like everything else.
Big billion-dollar corporations have that money, and when they have advance notice of a tariff announcement, they can place bets on the market.
Oh yeah.
To be able to make millions of dollars. Well, ordinary Americans who cannot pay him for inside information,
nor would I want to.
It's screwed. None of this is normal. A lot of this is illegal. And I will just say to companies out there, if you choose to take part in this scheme and it proves to be illegal as it looks
on its face,
you are going to eventually be held accountable.
He's not going to live forever.
No, yes. None of us are. So
you might,
in the end, ruffling some feathers while you're here. Mm-hmm. Isn't that big of a deal?
I'm like, I will outlast you all. Well, the thing about it is, like, you go, oh my gosh, that's insider trading. Absolutely it is. It's illegal under the Securities Exchange Act, the Securities Act. Then the Securities Act says that the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, is in charge of promulgating rules and enforcing those rules and suing people that break those rules. So they've created the insider trading rule. They're the ones responsible. Do you remember in our SCOTUS episode, who can Donald Trump fire? Anybody that's in charge of any federal agencies, including the SEC. So if as sure as you go like, hey, this is illegal, we're going to fine you for this. They'll be like, I'm sorry. You're fired.
Not illegal anymore.
And you just get a new person in, and you get a new person in, and you get a new person in. So that sucks. And they also, I read they have, we're trying to do the TSA Gold Plus plan, where they were going to have a privatized parallel version of TSA running at airports that you pay extra to a private company that is specially designated by Department of Homeland Security to say you're allowed to let people on planes or not. We're going to give you this private contractor, this company, so that when the TSA agents who are in a union all decide to strike to get better pay, guess what? The scab company can come and just take over.
Yep. And they have a bunch of information like your biometrics and whatnot. Aren't we used to have Clear, which we paid more for. And we do have TSA PreCheck. It's longer than if you just go through the regular lines at the airports lately.
Oh, yeah. My experience with PreCheck is it's always much faster. But Clear.
We went to California recently. Yeah, it was like even up on the thing where it's like 20 minutes from here. PreCheck was way more backed up.
Well, in Clear, they actually have to have the, like, uniform TSA workers working with them. And I think the gold plan was essentially, like, a way to have scabs in place so that if the workers ever tried to say, hey, government, you actually need to increase our salary or give us benefits or whatever, they could just be like, we'll just open without you. And we actually don't need you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And more people will pay. Well, this is our final video that we have.
All right.
And it says it's from Kaylin Allegedly. So I'm not sure who this is from.
Allegedly.
This is a Flock camera, one of about 100,000 installed across the United States to watch over you and keep you safe. But there are criminals among us who believe that these violate their privacy and human rights. These hooligans are going out and purchasing battery-operated reciprocating saws like this one and 6-inch Diablo steel demon blades, knowing it's more efficient and quieter than angle grinders. They go out dressed in non-identifying disposable clothing, including work gloves and full face coverage so as to not display the color of their skin, their eyes, their hair color, or their tattoos. Of course, these people are careful, so they make purchases in cash and keep no receipts. In preparation of their illicit activities, these vile individuals use deflock.org to pick a target and plan a route that avoids camera detection. With all phones, smartwatches, and geolocating devices left at home, these villains know if they're not caught in the act, they'll get away scot-free. I've set up a demonstration on my private property to show you just how efficient the lunatics have become. With their saw wrapped in a trash bag, they approach from behind the camera's line of sight and tear right through this black aluminum alloy post.
Don't let it hit you in the head now. Oh, he's done this before.
He's ready.
Hopefully Flock has secured the cameras a little better so they don't get a personal injury lawsuit. Once these degenerates have destroyed the post, they go for the camera too, even the solar panel. They're thorough in their destruction to ensure maximum monetary loss, and they always leave the remnants behind as a visceral message to all. After this, the cold-hearted anarchist makes their predetermined getaway, casually yet swift. By adhering to this specific set of principles, this wild subculture of Flock hunters ensures that their MO is always the same. The modus operandi never changes. That way, if one of their members is picked up by law enforcement, they will face one charge of vandalism, but tying them to any previous or subsequent acts of destruction will be nearly impossible for the prosecutor. Some say Flock hunters are domestic terrorists, others true patriots protecting our rights, our freedom, and our future. As for me, I'm just an unbiased, independent journalist.
Think everyone should keep a power tool in their trunk just in case.
An unbiased journalist. I did see where the installation of Flock cameras was a concern of a guy who is like a highway safety expert. That I guess the type of plates that they're supposed to be installed on so that they don't, impale people if you wreck into them.
Like fly off?
Yeah, that instead they were not installed in a way that like highway guidelines would have them, that it looked like hastily done. And he said, yes, I don't like the surveillance part of it, but I also don't want my neighbors to be skewered because they're just trying to like get them up as fast as they can.
Mm-hmm. And then they take them down just as fast.
Somebody sawing them down. I did see where the CEO of Flock at first said that he thought anyone using deflock.org or trying to help folks spot where the cameras were terrorists and they should be taken down. And then he received a lot of backlash and then very quickly was like, I didn't mean it at all. I think it's a great website. We should still have it. Like, yeah, bitch.
Take them all down. It's fine.
Oh, man, you guys are great tonight. We had so much fun talking with
y'all. Yeah, thank you to everyone who sent in videos and joined us in the chat, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
We do. If you are gonna go grocery shopping, meal planning, if you are in a fish market and you see Tom Cruise, you know what he's there for.
And also, I can't believe that we found, rarely do you know who started a rumor.
Exactly.
Right? Except like in high school when it was something. But
yeah,
like
you wanna give
big
credit.
Time, mm-hmm. that's
Credit where credit's due.
I feel like we're all honored to know, like, how this started.
Yeah, no.
It's like knowing how a meme started.
Exactly. You get the original meme. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever you've got going on this week, we hope that it ends positively, that everything takes care of itself, that you are taken care of, and that we all get the wonderful news that we're looking to get, including Melanie. We can't wait to meet Ray Farty Cuntley.
Can't, Ray. Can't wait.
No, Sweet Magnolia May. We can't wait. Keep us updated. And yes. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.